Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Hindsight is always 2020, whether it's for us, whether it's for the previous administration or the ones before.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified about the U.S. ending the war in Afghanistan Monday before a House committee. Republicans harshly criticized the withdrawal, during which a bomb attack killed 13 and hundreds of Americans and Afghan allies were left behind. Lee Zeldin of New York called it a disgrace and a disaster.
And it is so greatly unfortunate, the consequences, and I believe that you, sir, should resign.
Blinken countered, if the U.S. waited any longer, the war would have escalated and lasted for many more years. He also repeatedly noted the White House was tied to an agreement President Donald Trump made with the Taliban.
We inherited a deadline. We did not inherit a plan.
Committee Chair Gregory Meeks said the panel will also hear from officials from the Bush, Obama, and Trump administrations.
This is a war that should have ended 19 years ago with a different outcome. But our hubris, our own desire to remake Afghanistan, our own willingness to negotiate got in the way of that victory.
Today, Blinken testifies before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Flights of Afghan refugees into the U.S. will remain paused another 7 days after measles cases were detected among recent arrivals. The process could delay resettlement efforts by several weeks. The latest plan from House Democrats to fund a $3.5 trillion spending plan would raise the top corporate tax rate from 21 to 26.5% and includes a 3% surtax on people with adjusted gross income of more than $500,000. Also Monday, a bipartisan group of congressional leaders gathered on the Capitol steps to mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
When we visit the memories of September 11th, we tread on sacred ground.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on that day, the innocence of a generation was lost. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell noted Americans showed unity and resolve runs deeper than sadness.
Today, we solemnly remember the day we said, never again. Let us also remember what it takes to keep that promise.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden took an aerial tour of three states hit by the wildfires and urged Congress to pass measures to fight climate change.
These fires are blinking code red for our nation. They're gaining frequency and ferocity, and we know what we have to do.
Biden later campaigned for California Governor Gavin Newsom, whose recall election is today. Associate political science professor at Cal State Fullerton, Sarah Hill.
Republicans in California feel so left out of the political process, and they're really frustrated and kind of didn't know what else to do or how else to raise a protest and be heard.
If the recall is a success, the new governor would finish Newsom's term and be up for re-election in 2022. Conservative talk show host Larry Elder is the Republican frontrunner. Cole Hemstreet contributed reporting. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.